It's Joelle, back for another mini-sode, a holiday mini-sode. So I did some recording of some little mini-sodes for you guys to listen to while Caleb and I are on our holiday break. If you didn't already know, we are taking a break in the month of December here, and we'll be back, I think technically it's the second week of January, because January starts, like, randomly on a Friday. Actually, that's probably a good thing. It means you get a long weekend with the new year. Anyway, I'm rambling. So before the new year, before we even talk about that, I wanted to go into some holiday season specific kind of things. This is kind of just like a how to, some tips about being present for the holidays and to kind of allow yourself to have a resilient holiday season. So it's mostly broken down into three steps, and there's a couple of like sub steps in there. Some baby steps inside the big three. Anyway. Okay. So we're going to go over three mindful practices to help you build resilience into your holiday season, because who doesn't need some resilience right now with this extremely unique holiday in front of us? So first, let yourself shift into a place of feeling more at ease. We are all kind of in a heightened state. It's very hard to find like ease and calm, I think, in many areas of our lives right now. I don't know if you guys are feeling it. I feel like everyone around me is talking much more about the current struggles. I know winter adds quite a bit to that in my household and to the people that I've talked to. So just give yourself permission to shift into a place with more ease and calm. It's tempting to put off like self-care and stuff because you're like, oh, I have this thing to do and I have to stay vigilant. I need to do this. And while some of those things are true, like Christmas presents do eventually need to be wrapped, and we still need to be vigilant about being careful with social distancing and wearing our masks and washing our hands and being aware of where we're going and being more intentional with things locked down. But it's okay to also take part in self-care. Remember to take the time that you need for yourself. This can be really hard. And so I'm here to remind you to do it and to give yourself permission to do it. And so there is a little, it's like quick, short thing to kind of bring more mindfulness to this time of year, especially with, you know, a lot of people being like, oh, I just have to go and get through this. And then the new year happens and I can have all these really great resolutions about self-care and meditation and mindfulness and whatnot. And I encourage you, don't do that. Don't buy into that. We've talked about this. Like, New Year's resolutions are, it's just a time of year. You can start whenever you're ready to start. And so I encourage you to never stop with self-care. Don't have to pick up again, if you don't have to. Continue to strive to have self-care. You don't have to have a New Year's resolution to begin self-care. And so there's a little article about this. You know, she talks about, so it's Kara Bradley. And she says, when did December 1st become a finish line? Get your presents wrapped, house ready, parties lined up. This three-step mindfulness practice, moving, breathing, and sitting, helps you to shift your state, especially in the next few weeks as things can get a bit ridiculous. What can you do about this time of year, about our cultural conditioning that has us running all over the place? We can do daily short practices to help us manage the overwhelm and shift ourselves into a place of feeling more clear and awake, yet also relaxed and at ease. Being mindful doesn't mean being so chilled out all the time that nothing phases you. This sense of being mindful is about being clear and alert in life and also calm and at ease. So when we meet someone in the street in the hustle and bustle of December, you can actually pause to look them in the eye and ask, how are you doing? How's your mom? How's your family? She left out that you probably wouldn't literally bump into them and that you would probably say hi through masks, but you guys already know. So build resilience over the holidays with this mindful movement sequence. And I thought this one was really cool. So dynamic mountain. You're going to stand with your feet hip width distance apart. And your arms hanging loose down by your sides, palms forward. And this is actually, I don't think we call it dynamic mountain in yoga, but I'm pretty sure that some of the instructors I have call this motion or this like stance, pose, if you will, mountain. So this is a great one. Anyway, I'm doing this, so you guys stand up and do this with me. Stand with feet hip-width distance apart, arms hanging loose down by your side, palms forward. And then as you inhale, you extend your arms forward and up towards the ceiling. Exhale and spin your palms open as you reach out and down. And repeat this for 3 to 5 breaths. And so if you do yoga, you guys probably are familiar. This is part of what's called the sun salutation. It's a really, it's just a part of every yoga practice I've ever done. So it's, this is a really good one. Also nice and simple. And then here's another one. So this one is side sways. So you're going to reach your arms forward and inhale and up towards the ceiling and exhale. And then you're going to, when you exhale, move to your right side, tilting gently with your left arm overhead. On an inhale, come back to center with both arms overhead. Exhale and sway to your left, allowing your left arm to reach down by your side with your right arm overhead, and repeat that for 3 to 5 breaths. So far, we've stood up, we've raised our hands up to the sky, we've leaned right and back up to the center, and we've leaned left and back up to the center, and then we're going to bend our knees and bring your hands on your knees like a baseball player. On the inhale, you're going to reach up to the ceiling, bringing your arms up, returning to that kind of like mountain standing position. And repeat that 3 to 5 times. So your hands are up and you're going to put your hands on your knees, bend your knees. I don't know why they say like a baseball player. I don't know, maybe it's the umpire. Who knows? Anyway, you're just going to put your hands on your knees. It's like a little squat. And then bring them up, all the way up towards the ceiling. And then next is the twist. So you're going to inhale, reach up again towards the ceiling, and twist from your ribs towards the right. So keeping your hips as square to the front as you possibly can. And as you twist, you're going to exhale and reach your arms out and let them fall to the sides. As you return to the center, you lift your arms back up and twist to the left. And inhale and windmill, if you will, back to the right side. I would definitely do this like controlled. I know it says windmill back to the right side. But yeah, this motion, I would definitely keep it nice and controlled and do it with your breath. So you're going to inhale, reach up again towards the ceiling and twist from your ribs towards the right. keeping your hips as square as possible. And as you twist, you'll exhale. And then reach your arms out and let them fall to your sides. As you return to the center, lift your arms back up into that mountain position and twist to the left. No, sorry. Yeah, I'm right. Twist to the left. And then inhale, windmill back to the right side, repeat. Okay. And then seated meditation. So take a seat either on the floor in front of you on or in a chair. If it's more comfortable to sit on the floor or in a chair, place your feet on the floor and your hands on your knees and just notice your body for a moment. Notice any tingling or other sensations that surface. And now shift your attention to your breathing. And this is one of my favorites. We've gone over this before, where you inhale for a count of four. So in, one, two, three, four, and exhale, two, three, four. And do this counting for a minute or two. Sometimes I set a timer for that kind of thing. Also, the Calm app has a cool piece of the app that's just breathing, and it has a little circle that like expands as you would be inhaling and then contracts as you would be exhaling. And that's a nice like kind of simple visual, and I think that it vibrates in time too. So that's a really great way to also practice this little baby meditation for just like focusing on breathing. Anyway, those are her suggestions to do 3 minutes to be more mindful and resilient for the holidays. So I guess in my head, I figure that these kind of like movements and like kind of like stretches, it's more about just like not worrying and thinking and overthinking whatever else is going on around you. And it's just paying attention to your body and moving it quite simply. You don't have to do anything too crazy. You don't have to be super flexible or anything. You don't need a yoga mat. You don't need any of that stuff. It's just some really easy ways to move your body and kind of stretch and just be in the moment. And then breathing meditation is one of my favorites. So the breathing in for four and out for four, I find myself doing that often, without even thinking about it. So I highly recommend that one, and being able to kind of do that in a way that it does become automatic like that, where you can start to feel yourself inch towards that kind of anxious breathing and immediately kind of resist and push back on it by doing some of that intentional breathing. And yeah, I love that. So that was the first one, to kind of be able to shift your mind into a place of feeling more at ease. The next one is to be kind to yourself. Alicia Goldstein says, it's important to keep an open heart toward yourself. As we begin to navigate the new ways we'll be connecting and celebrating, we can lean on Goldstein's 3 steps for a resilient holiday season. I thought this was quite catchy. It's expect to stray, don't judge, and refocus. So I'm just going to go through these quickly. Expect to stray. This is just a fact of life, and that we kind of like seem to be repeatedly surprised by. Well, okay, I shouldn't say we. I tend to be repeatedly surprised where I like set out to do something and then I don't do that great of a job at sticking with it, and I'm constantly surprised that I'm not great at sticking with things. That's normal. That's not like a just a me thing. Most people have some of that struggle at some point in time. So give yourself a break and expect to stray. Expect that you might have to start over on a habit or a goal. We'll almost always wander with the goals that we make. We might redo them. We might decide that's not the direction we wanted to go and tweak them a little bit. Maybe we commit to exercise and then we get sick, or we set a path for a meditation and our minds get caught up in just all the daily busyness, and all of a sudden there's all these great excuses to not sit and meditate. And anyway, one scenario or another is going to happen. Like, it's just going to happen. We're going to stray. We're going to get caught up. You're going to have to restart on some of like your goals and things that you are looking to achieve. Habits the best of us. So number two, don't judge. This goes along with that. Your behavior, you know, kind of wandering and getting distracted, possibly from a goal or a habit that you're trying to work on, it's not a good or bad thing. It's just the natural course of someone trying to better themselves. You're just going to want to try and notice that you've wandered and kind of just like take stock of where you've wandered off to. And then in the process of noticing, it allows you to kind of like build up a muscle so that maybe you can catch yourself wandering to that same place in your brain or with your behavior and your habits again. Maybe you can catch it sooner next time. And so, you know, you may stray pretty far off the path and come back, and then next time you recognize it sooner, so you stray less, and then before you know it, you're on the path, and you're meeting goals, beating things. Beating goals, I mean. I guess you don't really beat a goal. Achieve a goal. Anyway, don't judge yourself in the process of trying to modify a behavior. And then last but not least, refocus. So this is the last step in this process of kind of just understanding that you're going to stray. Refocus. Gently bring yourself back to the plan that you created in the process of doing that. Refocusing, it's oftentimes really good to kind of look at what might need tweaking. What kind of revisions you can make to make it, just make it so you're more successful. I know I've done that quite a bit with exercise, where I've put a lot of pressure on myself to exercise a certain way. I don't know exactly why, but it's just like, okay, I can't just do this. I need to do this and this, and I need to do it for this long, or like, you know, going to the gym. Like, everyone has a gym membership. I should go to the gym. And then it's like, oh my gosh, everybody's here for hours. I don't want to do this for hours. And, you know, and so it's one of those things where figuring out like, okay, that's a big hurdle for me. Like, packing a bag and driving to the gym and spending the time at the gym and thinking while I'm at the gym, why am I here so long? Like, so there's just a lot that goes into that that's not helpful in me meeting that goal. And so we've talked about this with habits, right? You want to try and create a path of least resistance to your goal, because you will throw up all sorts of roadblocks if you're given the opportunity. So looking at what, you know, your goal and taking stock of where you can get rid of some of that resistance. And then it's important to keep an open heart toward yourself as you practice. It's not going to be perfect. So the question is, can we accept the reality of our imperfections? If you're perfect, you're not human, unless we reframe it by saying we're perfect with our imperfections. So accepting your imperfections. Yeah. And then she, at the end of this has a little quippy piece where she says, there's no need to wish you good luck, because making change is not about luck. It's about having a good strategy of being kind and compassionate with yourself as you continue to wander off and gently guide yourself back to the object of focus. So I wish you a good heart during this year, not good luck. Which I think that's a great way to think about it as well. It's not luck. You have to work for it. And then the last one is make time for daily practices from now until the new year. So obviously there's the, hey, I'm in it and it's the holidays and I'm upset and I'm really anxious or having a really hard time. There's like the in it, the critical kind of care, which is mostly just like, okay, how do I get myself back to not feeling like I'm in that dire situation. And so to help avoid being in that position where I feel over, like, completely overwhelmed and ill and not good at all, I found the biggest piece to that is to try to set myself up for success leading up to something. The holidays are big for me. And so by taking time to do a daily practice from now until, I mean, forever, but specifically like all the way through the holiday, you know, and into the new year, it's a good place to kind of focus my energy. It's like, if I don't do anything else, it's just giving myself a moment to be mindful and to like breathe and yeah, just find that like quiet, restful moment in every single day. It helps a lot. So your day-to-day activities offer a lot of opportunities to call up mindfulness in any moment. So taking the time to mindfully reflect on what matters helps us keep our perspective and it strengthens resilience. So this is 5 simple mindfulness practices for daily life. And then that's going to be it for this episode. So 1, mindful wake up. Start with a purpose. I thought this one was really good because I have been noticing some bad habits creeping into like my morning routine. And I've been trying to work on those. So intention refers to the underlying motivation for everything we think, say, or do. From the brain's perspective, when we act in unintended ways, there is a disconnect between the faster unconscious impulses of the lower brain centers and the slower conscious, wiser abilities of the higher centers like the prefrontal cortex. So, given that the unconscious brain is in charge of most of our decision-making and behaviors, this practice can help you align your conscious thinking with a primal emotional drive that the lower centers care about. So, beyond safety, these include motivations like reward, connection, purpose, self-identity, and core values. So, having an intention, setting an intention is really important. And when you set an intention, you want to try and keep those primal motivations in mind so that you have a really strong connection between that lower part of your brain and the higher centers. Anyway, it can just change your day. It makes it more likely for your words and actions and moments where like you're dealing with something difficult. It just sets you up to be more mindful in the moments that you have throughout the day. So this practice is best done first thing in the morning before checking phones or email. That's my downfall that I was just talking about. Somehow, instead of just like, oh, my alarm went off, I'm already awake. A lot of times it's like, it's crazy. My alarm is supposed to go off, I think at like 7:30, and I wake up like 3 or 5 minutes right before it goes off. It's creepy how the brain works like that. But anyway, and then I immediately get on my phone. Why? Anyway, so that's a habit I'm trying to break. So before doing any kind of phone checks and email checks and things like that, sit in your bed or a chair in a relaxed posture. Close your eyes and connect with the sensations that you're having just like seated. Try and sit up nice and straight, but not like obviously super tense, overly rigid. And take some deep breaths. You know how we do, but in through the mouth or in through the nose, out through the mouth, those really deep breaths, meditation breaths, sometimes yoga breaths is what I think of them as. Kind of like cleansing. It's like in with the good and out with the bad. And then 3 in this like little step, right? So 1, when you wake up, before doing anything else, sit. And then take 3 big deep breaths. And then 3, ask yourself, what is my intention for today? and some questions that you can ask yourself in to kind of like get there, to kind of find out what a possible intention might be. How might I show up today to have the best impact? What quality of mind do I want to strengthen and develop? What do I need to do to take care of myself? During difficult moments, how might I be more compassionate to others and myself? And last, how might I feel more connected and fulfilled? So you're going to ask yourself some questions and think, what is my intention for today? And then set your intention. For example, today I will be kind to myself, be patient with others, give generously, stay grounded, persevere, have fun, eat well, or anything else you feel is important. So I feel like that's long and pretty difficult to remember. And I try and keep it much shorter than that so that I can recall it quickly. And it stays top of mind better when I find like one or two words or phrases. And so, yeah, that one's pretty broad. That one's difficult for me. So I might do something even shorter. Maybe something like, today I will be kind to myself, which means having fun, eating well, staying grounded, or something along those lines. Sometimes I might even do just a word. Like I've said before, I like a word of the week or something to just kind of keep top of mind. I might even put it on a sticky note. You could definitely do that. If you sit in one spot or put a sticky note in your book with your bookmark or instead of a bookmark or whatever that has kind of like an intention on it or your word that kind of keeps you grounded. And then last but not least, throughout the day, check in with yourself. This is why I think that that kind of like sticky note method works really well for me. As it's a little reminder. And at that moment, I can pause and take a deep breath and just kind of refocus on that intention. And notice as you become more and more conscious of your intentions for each day, the quality of your communications, relationships, and your moods will shift. So you'll start to see a little improvement. Maybe you're a little bit more uplifted or more patient with others or yourself by, you know, continuing to focus on those intentions that you set. So there we go. Lots of tools to stay resilient this holiday season. I hope you guys find it helpful. I think that those all are very helpful other times of the year, but I think that drawing attention to them with the holidays can be really important. Just to kind of remember to give yourself that care. Take some deep breaths, be intentional. It's really important this year. It really is. I know that it's difficult for a lot of people everywhere. And the holidays can be tough already. So this is just adding to that significantly. So I feel for everybody out there. I'm going to do everything I can to keep these tips in mind so that we can all have a resilient holiday. All right, you guys, talk to you soon and have a good one.